Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
To continuing coverage of the Rust shooting trial against Alec Baldwin from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now back to the courtroom.
And so we've tabbed them, Your Honor, so that the court can look at the exhibits that we have there. And so so Exhibit N is what I was just referring to. And again, that the date of that statement that had been withheld was January 23rd, 2023, almost a year and a half ago. We also have another statement that was withheld November 17th, 2022. That was just disclosed June 28th, 2024. This is Exhibit O. And the topic of this is the benefits and requirements of New Mexico tax incentives. That's the production that was at issue in that one, and again, it's Exhibit O. Another date of withheld statements, December 11th, 2022. Date of disclosure, June 28th, 2024. In this one, these are opinions from the state's own expert, Brian Carpenter, about statements that were made by Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, and this is Exhibit P. So they had these statements and opinions from their expert, Brian Carpenter, since December 11th, 2022, and we did not receive it until June 28th, 2024. Additionally, Your Honor, again, December 11th, 2022, statements from Brian Carpenter, the state's expert, understanding of what happened on the set of Rust and including in the church. That's his own understanding based on what he had looked over. Clearly a statement by their expert. The date of disclosure was not until June 28th of this year. August 21st, 2023 was the date of another statement that had to do with the topic was whether or not shooting lots of blanks might impact the fire control components of a firearm. This is Exhibit L, and was with the state's firearms expert being Lucian Haig. And so this is, again, another statement by yet another state's expert. We did not receive that until June 29th, 2024, despite the fact that they had it since August of 2023. Then we have additional statements from November 10th of 2023 and April 19th of 2023. And these were more state's expert witnesses, the Haigs, opinions related to Mr. Baldwin's handling of the firearm. This is Exhibit L at 2 and 3. The list could go on, Your Honor, but again, we just received these disclosures as we're in the middle of trial preparation on the eve of trial. But we have received, again, over 1,100 documents, and we are doing our best to comb through these to pick out what we have. These are just some of the ones that we've been able to pull out thus far, and these are just the ones that we've received within the last week. As the court knows, this is not the first time that we've been made aware that we were not getting disclosures timely. We had the Haig report that was initially disclosed on August 20th, or that was written on August 26, 2023. We didn't get it to April 29th, 2024. And again, the prejudice for these is we got that after the pretrial interview was already conducted, 1 week before the dispositive motion deadline, and a week before the witness deadline. The third Haig report for August 31st, 2023 was not turned over until May 21st of 2024. And again, this is after the pretrial interview was conducted with the expert, after the dispositive motion deadline, and after the witness list deadline. And the list goes on and on and on and on. We have so many of these, Your Honor. And the problem with this is, you know, the state talked in the beginning, one of the first motions that they referenced, they were talking about there are rules, there are deadlines that are set in place that the parties are supposed to follow. Absolutely. And these are rules that are very clearly intended to ensure that the defendant has his due process rights fulfilled, that he has the right to a fair trial, that he has the right to present a defense, and that he has the right to confront the witnesses against him and be prepared with any statements that those witnesses have made so that he can explore in discovery, so that he can determine whether or not he would call other witnesses, so that he can ask these witnesses about the statements and opinions that they have given, and so that we can actually do something with it, rather than receiving these now a week before we are set to go to trial on a case involving a manslaughter. And so, Your Honor, at this point, it is, and I know the court has heard us say this before, and the problem is we've had to say it repeatedly because of the continuing violations, is that this is, it's not something that the court can turn a blind eye to. It's egregious. It's been repeated. It's been throughout the duration of this entire case, and all we've been trying to do is get information that we have been entitled to from day one, or from day 10, I guess, if we're going 10 days after the date of arraignment. But there was always a continuing duty to disclose that whenever they received something new, within 7 days of that receipt, they would turn it over to us. And this has not happened throughout the pendency of this trial. Even now, even though Ms. Johnson has gone through and has reviewed and taken it upon herself to do some of this, there was nothing preventing her from doing it earlier, but it wasn't until we reached out to her directly that she finally waited and wasn't just waiting for Ms. Morrissey to respond. She did take that duty upon herself. She should have done it earlier, but she did do it, and we appreciate that. But even now, there are still documents that are redacted that we know contain statements that we are entitled to, that we still don't have the redactions lifted for. And I have examples here for the court that I can show if I may approach. So what I've handed the court, Your Honor, are, again, and these are just things that we're having to affirmatively comb through now on the eve of trial. One that I've handed to the court, if the court will look at, is dated Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. It's a communication from Brian Carpenter, the state's expert, and it says, attachments, statement of PC, being probable cause, Baldwin, with BWC markup comments. This is, we assume, again, Brian Carpenter markup comments. So he's reviewed the statement of probable cause, and this is back in 2023, and marked it up with whether or not he felt that the statement of probable cause was appropriate, was whether or not there were any problems with it, and this is what, just what we have to assume, because he says he marked it up, meaning that there were changes that he made. So these are clearly statements and opinions by this expert, and yet it's entirely redacted still. We can see nothing about it. We see team up at the top and nothing else. So we still don't have his statements as to and comments as to the probable cause. In addition, number two, we have the one that starts on March 6, 2023. And in this one, it starts with a big blocked out section at the top of the page. And it's from Jennifer Padgett Macias. And she indicates, good morning. We need to disclose the email below in discovery. But before we do, we need to get subpoenas and certificates of compliance out for specific documents. She then goes on to say a number of different things. This has been identified as something that should have been turned over in discovery, and yet if the court flips through it, and she says, you know, what follows is supposed to be disclosed, it's nothing but blackened pages. We have none of the contents of these communications, despite the acknowledgement by the prosecutor in that case, that was subject to disclosure. We then also have additional documents. Another one from Jennifer Padgett Macias, dated February 28, 2023, where there are attachments. And this is an inquiry to Brian Carpenter from Ms. Macias, where she is asking him whether or not he can look through some documents, these safety bulletins, and let her know if their expert, Brian Carpenter, is familiar with the guidelines, if he has experience following the guidelines, and whether those would have been applicable to the rust production in New Mexico. She says, in other words, do you have personal knowledge as to these standards? Certainly his answer to that is relevant to his qualifications and whether or not he is appropriately an expert. If he has no experience or very little experience with these things that are directly at issue in this case, then he certainly doesn't make an appropriate expert. But we do not know the content of these communications. We don't know what Mr. Carpenter said about whether or not he was qualified because it's entirely blacked out. We have nothing that we can see from this. And in addition, Your Honor, the last one, again, is messages between Mr. Carpenter and Ms. Morrissey. These have been blacked out. We have, you know, some just kind of initial back and forth. Presumably, if that's all it was, there would not be further redactions, and yet there are. So here we are on the eve of trial. We still don't have these documents that we clearly have a right to have. And again, on document number two, actually, I believe there's a portion on the third page where it's like almost completely blacked out. But if you look at the portion, you can kind of see part of the sentence, like half of the word. And it seems to say something about script supervisor and continuity supervisor. That would presumably be Mamie Mitchell, who is a witness in this case and was in Ms. Gutierrez's case. Something about required her to keep something, costume and something details. But we can see that it's about one of the witnesses who actually has testified in Ms. Gutierrez's case and will be a witness in this one. And again, was identified as something that is appropriate for disclosure. So we are here late in the game, and this is not where we want to be. I know this isn't where the court wants to be, but here we are. And it's not through any lack of trying on the part of the defense. It's just that we have been dealing with a situation where we cannot get appropriate discovery. And this is not how it's supposed to work. And so what we are asking the court to do is to recognize that in this case, there have been significant and substantial violations. And in cases where there are egregious discovery violations, dismissal can be an appropriate remedy. Suppression can be an appropriate remedy. And while we would argue for dismissal, we know that the court is not inclined to do that at this stage. But in this type of case, it would be an appropriate remedy, and it is one that is available to the court. If the court were not to grant a motion for a dismissal, However, there are other remedies that the court can also entertain, and the court should entertain, because when we're looking at the kinds of violations like we've seen in this case, it has materially impacted the defendant's ability to be able to prepare for trial, to be able to interview the witnesses, to be able to seek out its own experts and do whatever it is that we need to do in the case when there have been so many continual discovery violations. So the more narrowly tailored remedy that the court could fashion, even though it would not put us completely in the position that we would be otherwise, the closest that we could probably get is if the court were to look at these topics for which we still have these disclosure issues, for which they've now just disclosed these things from their expert witnesses, again, the week before trial when they've had some of these for over a year, and say, I see that there is prejudice, I see that there were violations, and there is prejudice to the defense. So we will not allow the state to benefit or to put on these topics of evidence because the defense is not in the position that they would have been had these documents, had this discovery been disclosed in the timely manner that they were supposed to be. And frankly, while we still want disclosure now, and we are asking that the court lift the redactions and ask for an in-camera review of the documents that we've provided as the exhibits that we still have that are redacted, that we don't have the ability to see the contents of, we would ask that the court lift those redactions so that we can see what's in there. But there is nothing that can cure the fact that these things have been disclosed so late in the day that there's not much we can do with them. So we are asking that those topics that I've outlined in Exhibits N, O, P, and L, that the state not be permitted to introduce evidence or testimony related to those topics, since we are at a disadvantage because of their withholding of this information. And we would also ask that, similar to the other motion that we had done where the court ordered that the jury would be informed of the violation with respect to the Hague report, for example, we're asking that the court allow us to submit a similar instruction with respect to their violations in this instance so that the jury can know and actually draw their own inference that this information would have been helpful to the defense had they been able to see it.
So those are asking me for four solutions. One is to dismiss the case. The second is to eliminate subject matter. The third one is that, which is ongoing, is for them to keep going, keep looking. And then the last one is
the inference instruction.
What you're asking for is a continuance. So why don't you come out and say it? Because you don't want one.
We
How are they going to keep looking for things without a continuance?
What we're asking, Your Honor, for right now is those specific documents that are provided to the court.
Four things, okay? And I'm asking you, how is that not going to help if I don't give you a continuance? You are essentially asking for a continuance because you're saying they have to keep looking. We have 8 days of trial, and they have to keep doing this. What does that mean? How does that compute?
So, Your Honor, so what we're asking for is not actually continuance, and we're not even asking for those extended things. What we're asking for is we've identified a discrete number of documents right now.
You've got to adjust your request then.
Okay, Your Honor, so let me try to do that then. So what we've handed to the court is a number of documents that still remain redacted. We cannot see the contents, is what we've provided to the court. We're asking that the court lift those redactions or order that the state lift those redactions so that we can see what those are because those are clearly discoverable and yet we still don't have the contents. That's one request that we're making. The other request is related to exclusion of subject matter, and that's because we don't want a continuance. We don't want a
what
continuance.
What is the subject matter you want?
The subject matter, Your Honor, that we're asking the court to not permit are those subjects that are included in those exhibits that I just detailed for the court. And so that would be. And so, Your Honor, what we would like to do at this point, because we understand, again, this is a difficult position. It's difficult for us. It's not where we want to be. It's difficult for the court because here we are at the eve of trial. We don't want a continuance. The court has already ordered us to meet and confer. My understanding, actually, from Mr. Spiro is that the state had indicated to him, I guess a moment ago before we argued this, that they have some additional disclosures that they would be making. I don't know if that includes potentially what we're asking for with respect to lifting of those redactions. I'm not sure what that involves. I wasn't part of the conversation. So we may be able to get something out of a meet and confer where some of the remedies that we're seeking may already be addressed. So if the court would allow us to do that meet and confer, then perhaps we can bring this again before the court once we know what situation we are in currently.
Okay. State.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, first, as the court knows, I'm somewhat newer to this particular case, but the state has complied. I did receive the request, and Ms. Morrissey didn't have the unredacted IPRA. I requested the unredacted IPRA. We went through all of those documents and made those disclosures. They have the information, and the information that they want is information they're not entitled to. So they received information that was subject to disclosure under 5501A6, 5501G, and these are emails is what we're talking about. They're emails with witnesses. And just to give you an example, Judge, I brought the unredacted, and I'd like to give it to the court for an in-camera inspection. And you will see they're not entitled to it. They're not entitled to that information because it's not statements from witness. For example, the email where Ms. Padgett says, we have to disclose this. Well, it's actually the contents of what the person, it's a paralegal emailing the DA's office. That's not a witness statement. And it's just basically saying, hey, we need to get these things and they need to be disclosed. So if the court would like to take a look at it, Your Honor, for an in-camera inspection, if I may. Well, no, no, Your Honor, because it's for an in-camera inspection, just for the court. So it's the last page, Your Honor, where it begins after Ms. Padgett signs, thanks, Jennifer. It's a very second to the last page. You'll see it's an email from a paralegal at a law firm. They're not entitled to that. What the defense is complaining about is they want communications between the attorneys. They want communications between paralegals and the attorneys. They're not entitled to that. They're not entitled to our strategy. They're entitled to witness statements.
How would they know that? Why can't you tell them they're not entitled to this?
I did, Your Honor. I went through and I disclosed numerous disclosures. And I specifically in those emails stated, and they attach them as exhibits, these are being disclosed because they were found to contain information that is subject to disclosure. So if it's still redacted, it's not subject to disclosure. And so the other documents, Your Honor, I'm happy to submit those to the court for an in-camera inspection.
I'm not going to do an in-camera inspection. I'm ready for trial.
Yes, Your Honor. And I understand. And what I'm telling you as an officer of the court, as a representative of the state, I went through these.
Why so late?
Your Honor, I was requested on June 27th to do because Ms.
Well, I'm asking the state in general.
Ms. Morrissey didn't have a copy of the unredacted IPRA, Your Honor. So a lot of these happened
Why
before.
Why did you give them IPRA?
Well, what happened was the defense requested an IPRA in October of 2023.
Mr. Baldwin knew what was going to happen with that. Balloon.
Yes, and Mr. Baldwin wasn't charged at the time. So that when they received their production from the state, he was then, at that point, charged. I believe it was in May. They asked Ms. Morrissey, would you please unredact? Well, it was thousands, as you noted. Ms. Morrissey asked, tell me which ones you want unredacted, and I'll take a look at them. She received no response.
This is all about the IPRA. Is this correct?
It is about the IPRA. It is.
This isn't about any other discovery that was disclosed, except what was disclosed in the IPRA.
Yes, and they're witness statements. That's what it is. So the a proper remedy, Your Honor, under Harper, is a continuance. It's a continuance. They have the information now. As far as the third Hague report, the court addressed that in the Brady motion. As far as this is concerned, they're statements. And the state has gone through, disclosed to
have
what...
Have you already given them the statements?
That's what was unredacted. That's what we went through and unredacted.
Well, what other redactions does she want?
She wants essentially what I just handed to the court.
Camera, the ones that you said you can't do.
Exactly. They're,
well,
they're,
you'd have to make... If they responded that this is privileged information, I can't do it for you. You're going to have to make arguments on why the redacted portions of the IPRA request that she has kept redacted are fair game. And this is all about IPRA, is what I'm understanding.
There's statements that were obtained, yes, Your Honor, emails. There are thousands of pages of emails. Mm-hmm. And so, Your Honor, the proper remedy, they haven't shown how they're prejudiced.
So obviously you can tell the court is not happy with this. We are in recess. Go confer, and I'll see what's going to happen. I will give you an hour.
Thank you.
We're in recess.
Yes, Your Honor. I believe we've worked out many of the issues that were before the court, if I may, quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the state gave us the sense of their witness order.
Okay.
Which showed us that the witnesses that involve these IPRA issues are the end of the case.
Okay.
So because of that representation, and they were helpful actually in just laying out the entire witness order, more or less. And so because of that, it gives us a little bit more time to meet and confer between ourselves. And the state's also willing to take a sampling of our IPRA issues. And we keep calling them IPRA, but just so the court understands, they're the normal discovery. They just came in and just, right. So they're going to take them and look at them themselves in camera and give them a second look. And I'm hoping between the witness order and that, we will not burden the court further with this issue. In addition, I had held our opening motion in abeyance to meet and confer about the exhibits. The parties have reached an agreement as to the, you know, 8 or 9 exhibits each side is using, so that will not be an issue during opening statements.
Okay.
And finally, we were able to meet and confer about voir dire, and the state can correct me if I'm wrong, but one issue that you voir dired about in the last case that we think, at least I will...
Let me just go
sure.
back up. So, for the record, Ms. LeBlanc asked for 4 remedies, and I'm understanding that you have abandoned that request because, and you're satisfied with the compromise of witness order and that the state will take a sampling of IPRA issues in camera.
Yeah, we were holding, obviously time will tell about the...
that's not going to work for the court.
We expect that to resolve the issue. Obviously, we can always bring an issue back. As I said before, we don't intend to bring this back to the court. So I would say that it is mooted or held in abeyance for now. Obviously, if some... They just gave us a Giglio disclosure, which was also helpful.
Well, what I'm trying to avoid is that this continues through the trial. And that's why I think a continuance would be the answer if it continues through the trial. And I want to do it now, obviously, if this is going to continue. So you all have to have resolved it.
Yes, it's my impression, based on the representations from the state, that they don't have any further disclosures, that they're willing to do this in camera in good faith, and that they're going to give us more advanced witness order notice than they would have necessarily been required to do. We believe that that has resolved this issue.
All right. I would like an order regarding the motion.
Yes, Your Honor.
And I would like you to prepare it.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
So can I just turn to that final quick issue?
Yeah, but if it's going to say being held in abeyance, I'm not going to sign it.
Yeah, that,
and I would like that tomorrow.
Yes, Your Honor. I won't use
the word. Before the jury's sworn.
Understood, Your Honor.
All right.
The final issue that Your Honor raised before our original break today was the voir dire and how to run it and any insight we had. The parties were able to confer on that, too. In the Hannah Gutierrez-Reed case, you did the voir dire regarding guns.
I did?
I think so. I think you made that one of your questions to the panel. I could be wrong.
I don't think so. I usually would not do that.
Oh, you would not? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's just one topic that I think may be of the sensitivity the type of topic that we may want the whole panel to hear and be able to approach on as a topic, potentially.
I usually do not conduct any particular question other than what the UJI requires the judge to go through. And it usually stops on, is there any reason why you can't serve on this case? And then I turn it over to you for the specifics. So
fair enough.
So what do you say?
Now I'm saying very little because you've just explained to me exactly how my understanding had been that you addressed a couple of these issues yourself.
Of course, so, I could have. I can't remember it too much. Okay.
And then the only other topic that we're going to raise is just the strong views on Mr. Baldwin in both directions that we're going to ask. We're going to be more eager to ask the court to take people individually on. But other than that, what the court had said made sense, and we have nothing further.
Well, so are you going to ask to speak in private? I'm not sure on what you plan to do on that.
Well, I think that if people have very strong views, if somebody indicates very strong views on Mr. Baldwin, that is the type of topic that I think has the potential to taint the jury pool as a whole.
Oh, so you mean come up to the bench?
Sure.
Okay, you mean come up to the bench versus what? Are you going to speak in private? Because sometimes they don't stick around to speak in private. So you want it up at the bench? I just want to get the visual on this.
Yeah, I think that's what we had envisioned, that just, or frankly, if somebody has a very strong opinion on one of those two sort of, you know, threshold issues, that if they raise their hand, it indicated, it's, you know, thank you, juror number 14, for indicating you have a significant concern on this topic. We're going to come back to that juror then at a break, basically, is how I pictured it happening. And if the state pictured something different when we were discussing it, or if the court doesn't want to do it that way.
No, but just so you know, how I've experienced this, when people want to share their views very strongly, they will keep raising their hand. They will meander back to what they really want to let you know, even if the question is not germane to that. And so if we say, do you want to speak in private, sometimes they do not come back and speak in private. So you don't, you know, you'll have to decide what to do with that. They come back for the selection, but they don't come back to speak in private. They don't stick around for speaking in private. So I don't know how you want to do that. I just don't want you to think here that people...
Yeah, obviously if they leave, they're not in the jury. And
No. They just don't speak in private, but then they come back. They don't leave, like, goodbye and not come back. They, you know, when we... So we'll take a recess, and then we'll say, everybody that wants to speak in private, stay over there, and we'll call you one at a time, and they just don't...
I realize why we're talking past each other a little bit. So the way I've done it, especially in cases that have been heavily followed and there's media involved, is the court clerk or somebody will take, or I can take a roll call, and there'll be 14, 18, 19, 20. They go into the hallway and they say, jurors number 14, 18, 19, 20, please line up at the door during the recess. We speak to them each for 60 seconds during the recess, and then we're done.
Okay. Well, I hope that they do that for you.
Okay. We have nothing further, and thank you so much for the court's time today.
Okay. All right. We are in recess, so tomorrow what you're going to do is you're going to come up here while we're waiting. Is that where we're... Did I get it wrong, Faith? Somebody come out? Okay, so you're going to come up here, and you're going to wait up here, and then when they say that the jury's ready for us, we'll all go downstairs together, okay? Don't sit, in other words, do not go in there and sit, all right? Come up here. Yes.
Are you expecting that everyone be prepared to do openings tomorrow?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
We're going to pick a jury and then here. Okay, we're going to...
Downstairs.
What?
And we're meeting at Bishop.
We are? Not here?
No.
The council? Just the council.
I don't know if he's using our court.
Hmm? Why don't they just meet in here?
Okay. I just don't know if he was going to use our courtroom.
He's not going to be here.
We're officially switched courtrooms.
I know, but I do not believe... Somebody told me he's not here.
Let me see.
Huh?
Let me check.
Who told me that? Court TV said that. I'm just trying to get them not to have too many... Is it okay if you all go to the second floor in a new courtroom tomorrow while we're waiting?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's a much bigger courtroom. All right. So 8:30, and then they'll typically call us around 9 to go downstairs. Okay? All right. Thank you. We're in recess. You can bring water and coffee with a lid. Okay?
Thank you, Judge.
There's more to come in the Rust shooting trial against Alec Baldwin from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabe, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabe brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.